I had initially intended to release part two of my exploration into doing SETI by looking for disappearing stars today, but a new story has developed over the last few days worth preempting that video until tomorrow. It's been hard to weed through this case due to sparse information, but the basics are that researchers working at the Arecibo Radio Telescope seem to have detected an odd radio signal coming from the red dwarf Ross 128, located just 11 light years away. The signal was first detected on the evening of May 12, 2017. It seems to have been an accident. The researchers were actually looking to figure out what the environment around red dwarf stars is like using the radio spectrum. This is important for studying exoplanets like Proxima B or the TRAPPIST-1 planets. But 2 weeks after the observation, they noticed a strange signal in the data from Ross 128 that didn't appear to be caused by interference from Earth-based sources, though a human-built satellite in orbit is a possibility. Earth-based interference from radio stations or other sources were ruled out because the signal was only seen from Ross 128 and not from any of the nearby stars. But that leaves a lot of things open. Radio signals can bounce off objects and do all sorts of strange things, so this is not a dead ringer for an alien radio signal. In fact, chances are it isn't one. But it is weird. The lead investigator, Abel Mendez, of the University of Puerto Rico, Arecibo, states on his website, link below, that the signal was observed for 10 minutes and was broadband, quasi-periodic, non-polarized, and with very strong dispersion-like features. Quasi-periodic is particularly interesting, but I'm unclear on just what that means. The star itself isn't known to have any planets and is yet another red dwarf like Proxima Centauri or TRAPPIST-1. It can be argued that these stars are either great for developing intelligent civilizations due to their extreme longevity, or terrible for life in general due to their volatility. The jury is still out there. But nothing stops someone from somewhere else colonizing one if they have advanced enough technology, so it probably wouldn't be surprising if, when we do detect an unambiguous alien radio signal, that it would come from a red dwarf. But Mendez cautions that the signal was probably due to an Earth satellite. That's the best bet here, and they do emit signals on the frequency observed, but the signal doesn't seem to behave like a signal originating from a satellite. That was enough to raise the heads of SETI scientists, at least to some degree. Of course, natural and human causes must be excluded first, and this has led to some alternate explanations being advanced by Mendez, such as a solar flare, which would not be unheard of from a red dwarf. Problem is, those usually make themselves known at a different frequency than this signal. Another possibility advanced is that it could be originating from a source between Earth and Ross 128, but there doesn't appear to be any objects there, at least anything we know of. So, we have a mystery. Lastly, and this is where it gets really odd, there's another count against a satellite in addition to the weird characteristics of the signal. For the satellite to remain in Arecibo's field of view for 10 minutes, it would need to be moving slowly. That would mean that the satellite is in a very high orbit. That would eliminate a lot of potential culprits as far as satellites go. And there's something else. Another problem is that this signal is apparently not very strong. In fact, most radio telescopes on Earth probably can't detect it, complicating the satellite matter further. And weakness makes verification an issue. Arecibo is huge, and the only other radio telescope in its class is FAST in China, which is brand new and currently not online. So checking again with Arecibo is the natural course of action, and that brings us to today. Mendez is observing the star with Arecibo starting tonight, hoping to pick the signal up again, and again is very cautious to state that this is very likely not an alien signal, it's just a weird mystery. Though, if you'll recall, Arecibo was one of the radio telescopes in the movie Contact, and I must admit that there would be something satisfying about that particular telescope making the first detection of an alien signal. Anyway, results should come pretty quickly, and I'll report on them when they do. We shall see, but it just goes to show that this sort of potential detection thing is happening with ever-increasing frequency. It seems like every few months now we see something that turns our heads, at least for a moment, as far as detecting alien civilizations in the universe goes. Most will turn out to be nothing, of course, or be contentious for years, but this will only get worse as our equipment gets better and better, and someday we may well find someone, perhaps sooner rather than later, that's saying hello. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and if you would like to help support the channel, check out my Patreon page, link in the description below, or check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.